friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network USA. I am actually delighted to welcome, well, first of all, let me welcome Chris Clarkin, and he is in Dublin, Ireland, and he came up with an idea that seems, you know, like, my God, this is Walt Disney, you know, this is such an amazing idea having to do with something that we, of course, have talked about on this program for the bulk of the last 50 years. First of all, Chris, you're very welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Adrian.
Now,
thanks for
having me on. You have come up with an idea and created a concept that, you know, I would have to assume is not foreign to you, your family. It's the immigration story, you know, updated with the technology from a media company, a multimedia company in Ireland called Three Ireland. Tell us a little bit about Three Ireland to begin with.
Well, Three Ireland are one of the largest telecoms companies in Ireland. They've got close to, I think, 2.2 million customers. So a large, large proportion of the population will be with Three Ireland. And, my job as the creative director for the Three Ireland account, I'm with our advertising agency called Boys and Girls in Dublin.
Yeah.
And our job is to use and advertise the network in a way that captures people's imagination and gets them engaged with the Three Ireland brand.
You know, I think a lot of our listeners would feel the lost personal connection with family, not just to the United States, but, you know, families throughout the world. Christmas is, it's a family occasion with some missing members of the family. And I think for a lot of people, the phone call to Ireland is probably as close as any of us could imagine, especially when it comes to that time, sitting down at the Christmas dinner table. Now tell us about, you know, your concept of connecting and connections.
Yeah, so what we've come up with, and I think you touched on it right there. I mean, like where this came from is from a place of talking about immigration, I guess, and emigration from Ireland, and it's been going on for over a century and a half to America, to Australia, to Canada, to the UK, all across the world, and it's something that I've grown up with, even with a lot of my family have gone over to Australia, and we don't see each other very often. We're very conscious of that Christmas Day phone call, the one where you're trying to, like, get everyone packed around the phone so everyone can have a little say, little word of hello, and a little wish each other a bit of Happy Christmas. And for us, we felt there's something really intriguing about that as technology has advanced. There's people are now able to see each other on their phones and the screens, but that's all amazing, and it's like that's data flying around the world, and it's an incredible tool for people connecting together and actually bringing them closer to each other. But we were wondering, could we take that one step forward and just bring it on a little bit and try and capture people's imagination and give people the opportunity to really connect at Christmas. So what we've come up with is an idea called a connected restaurant. And the connected restaurant is using Three Mobile, the Three Ireland technology, and we have a restaurant, half of which is in Dublin, and half of which is in Manhattan. And when the technology is turned on, it enables families that are split between New York and Dublin to sit down and have dinner together around one table. So even though they're over 5,000 kilometers away from each other, they're actually sitting down across from each other and they're having Christmas dinner. So every element of that experience is kind of coordinated down to like the last detail. So we will have the same food coming out. All of the interiors will be very similar. There'll be all the wait staff will have the same uniforms. So whenever the starters come out, they come out at exactly the same time and you're eating the same meal. And really, even though this is about technology bringing people together, it's actually about people being together. It's about bringing people together because Three Islands, the whole reason for being is to make life mean more through connecting. So that's all about how does the technology facilitate human connections? And that's kind of like the restaurant, I guess, is an extreme version of that. It's an extreme version of that FaceTime call you might have with your family at Christmas, on Christmas Day. But this is all about being able to sit down, no device in your hand, at a table for 2 hours, 2-3 hours, and have a proper meal and a proper chat and a proper catch-up. And actually for us, weirdly, even though we are a tech company and a telecoms company, it's about the technology disappearing and people getting that opportunity to be together at Christmas time when they can't always.
Yeah. Now, I'm sure that a lot of people are thinking right now that it would be, you know, impractical, if not near impossible, you know, particularly with the 5-hour time difference here, to do that live on Christmas Day. So how do you get around that one?
Yeah, well, you're right. I mean, it's not on Christmas Day because we know people are busy, people are traveling, people are moving around. What we've done actually is we've decided to create a little pop-up restaurant that's going to be open for 3 days next weekend, I think, from the 5th
right.
to the 8th of December.
Yeah.
And people are actually able to request a table, put in the dates you're interested in, put in the times you want to go, and it will be live. You will sit down and have a proper Christmas dinner designed actually and created by an Irish-American chef called Finn McGarry, who runs Gem New York in Manhattan. And Finn has kindly put the menu together for us. So it's giving, I guess, Irish-Americans in New York a little taste of home. So there's a lot of Irish immigrants in America who just won't be able to get home this Christmas. And
yeah.
This is an opportunity for them to have a taste of home and have a sit-down with their family. And be together. So yeah, it'll run for the full 3 days. And the time difference is an interesting one because I guess it's 5 hours in the difference. So you might have some people sitting down for dinner in Ireland, and it'll be lunchtime in America.
Yeah.
But it's still kind of it works. We did it once before with Australia, which is an 11-hour time difference, and that was a big challenge, a much bigger challenge, and actually. You know, people actually don't mind doing this, you know, if it's a little bit earlier, if it's slightly off at dinner
yeah.
time, because they want to do something with their family, and that's the type of thing they will do for their families.
Now, it's also brings an opportunity for people who might indeed have left Ireland 30 years ago, 40 years ago. It's not just for the new Irish immigrant, although I'm sure they'll be, really lining up for that one. But you're trying to get a cross-section of the immigrant story and make that, you know, phenomenal connection. It seems like it's nigh impossible to do that, but you're doing it. Not only are you doing it, but you're... there's a bit of a rush on this one because the three days you're talking about are next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And the restaurant is located in Manhattan. It's down at Sun Canal Street or in that area. We will give people the exact address unless you happen to have it handy.
Yeah, I think it's the R&D bar. We've taken over and we've refurbished it and refitted it out for the connected restaurant. And it's on, you're correct, it's on Canal Street, on the Upper East Side, if I'm not mistaken.
No, that'd be the Lower East Side, but that's...
Lower Side.
No, that's fine. Yeah. Believe me, anybody who wants to find it will definitely you'll give that information to us as well. I would like, though, to direct our listeners to last year's Christmas Day. You actually made this happen for Sydney in Australia. Now, all politics being local, and I would know myself from the Memorial at Battery Park City, you have family in Australia, some of whom may not even have you or your relatives have never met.
That's quite true. I mean, my own family, we've got family in America and a lot of family in Australia. So my father's family, he's one of six, and his two of them at a very early age emigrated to Australia with their partners. And, you know, they set up their lives over there and they had families over there. And, you know, I had cousins and my cousins have had kids, and they're people that we actually haven't met. But strangely enough, we're a very close, family. Yeah. And the original idea, I guess, came from a conversation with my father when, even though we were very close and we talk to each other a lot. We probably had Christmas dinner together, or a portions of us had Christmas dinner together, maybe twice max in like the last 40 years. We got to talking about this idea of, like, you know, where technology is advancing. What if we were able to create some sort of experience where you could sit down? Because technology is advancing so much these days that actually, you know, with the speed of networks like the Three Island Network, you're able to do that now. It's just a matter of actually putting the infrastructure and putting that in place.
Yeah.
So that was kind of the inspiration for the piece, and I guess trying to bridge a gap that we know there's a huge level of. I think when people emigrate from Ireland, a lot of times, and especially to America, you know, they're going in search of a better life, and they're going in search of where they were back in the day, at least. You know, they're going in search of finding the American dream and this type of thing, and similarly to Australia, trying to find prosperity. And that usually, I guess, for the 364 days of the year is exactly what they find. But there is a massive pull for home around Christmas time.
Yeah.
And it's something that can't be bridged. And even, you know, Australia in particular, it's so far, like, you could be a millionaire and you still can't necessarily get home for Christmas Day because it's just too far to go. And we also know in America, there's a huge immigrant population in America who just, for one reason or another, they can't make it home. And, you know, that sadness is also, you know, an opportunity to help people and to bring them together. And that's what this restaurant is about. And it's really about trying to enable people to just have that family connection, because, you know, Christmas dinner is the most important meal of the year, family wise, I mean, from an Irish family's perspective, I guess.
All right, now.
I know you guys. Yeah.
First of all, friends, I'd like you to know that my guest is Chris Clark, and he is in Dublin, Ireland, and he is indeed trying to get a message across to us. By the way, this took me a good 24 hours. Even to get this concept until I finally, it dawned on me that maybe I should make this easier for myself and just link up the website, because there you have it all. The whole concept of, okay, dinner together, transatlantic families, for the first time, and it is, this is unique, it is the first time it's ever been done, other than last year in Sydney, Australia. You have a half a table for the purposes of the connection. Tell us how that works. You have on one side of the table, you have the family sitting in New York. On the other side, you're going to have their relatives. My God, just give us a clue as to the table itself and the half a table and everybody having the same menu. Start there.
Yeah, okay, yeah, perfect. So, well, yeah, as you said, it's all on theconnectedrestaurant.com, so you can see this for yourself and you can get a sense of it from the website, and you can book your, or you can request your table there. But for the restaurant itself, as you, when you enter the restaurant, you'll be greeted by the Connected Restaurant maitre d', who, you know, it's like any other restaurant, take your jacket, get your drink, and then they'll bring you to the table. And at the table, a table slightly different to, I guess, a normal table that you'll have in a restaurant, because it is, it's an oval table that's cut in half. So it's half an oval is on the New York side. And there's multiple tables. There isn't just one, but for your, for one family, there's right. One and a half oval. And at the end of that is a giant, quite imposing, I guess, 4K Samsung 75-inch kind of screen. And that's giving you, that's actually a huge screen. And similarly mirrored on the other side is the same setup. So another half an oval, another big Samsung screen. And then through the power of the three network, when that's turned on, the connection is facilitated. And you actually, because you're sitting down at the table, dressed beautifully, very festive, it turns on and you will see your family sitting across from you, and that table is all of a sudden completed. So the oval, the half oval that you have on the New York side, when the connection is created, the rest of the oval of the table fills itself in and your family are seen on the other end. So you're sitting right across from your family, and then, you know, it looks as if, for all intents and purposes, it looks as if they're kind of 2 meters away from you. That you can reach out and touch them.
Yeah.
And it's quite powerful when it's the first time this restaurant has existed, I guess. And, you know, we're doing it for the second time, but this restaurant, you know, this, kind of this concept of having two restaurants, in one half in one country and the other half in another, hasn't been done before. And when we were going through this with the people in Australia, it was quite scary because we didn't really know how it was going to work out, but it was really incredible. People, you know, to the point where people were almost asking us just to pass the salt. You know, what we're looking to do here is, even though we're using very advanced technological innovations to create this connection, we really want people to forget the technology. I know that sounds like a bit of a misnomer, it's really important that people just are able to sit down and have a Christmas meal together, share a meal together, and have that experience. So it feels like that distance, that 5,000 kilometer distance, just disappears, and you are, for all intents and purposes, sitting around a table together.
Okay, I can hear many of our listeners saying, "That's all right now, but what is this going to cost? How much is there a variety in the menu? Do you have to be looking to see how, you know, what this meal is going to?" Do you have to put your hand in your pocket? That's, I think, the bottom line here.
Well, the happy answer to that is no. It is a completely complimentary experience, all taken care of by Three Ireland. Now, the elements of that is that the experience is limited because it's only 3 days.
Right.
But we are very genuine, and this is a very genuine kind of version of an example of how Three are using technology to make life mean more through connecting. And that's the purpose of this, is try and bring people together and tell the world about, you know, Three's network. So, no, the experience will cost you absolutely nothing, and you'll have a menu that's designed by Flynn McGarry, who is cooking in Gem, New York, which I mentioned before, who, you know, his tasting, if you look up his tasting menus, for a normal day's work is, you know, probably cost you a couple of $100s. So, you know, it'll be a beautiful meal with a couple of drinks if you're old enough.
Yeah.
And yeah, it'll be a wonderful experience and fully complimentary.
You know, I was just thinking to myself, if this becomes the success that is also, even though this is the last minute offer, my listeners, and I'm sure they'll pass it on, are getting. Maybe by this time next year, you can organize something like a takeout. You know, that would be amazing altogether. Put that in your hat now for the minute. Listen, it's a great concept. It is, and not only is it a great concept, but I think that this is the beginning of something really, really big. And from our perspective here, to be able to connect families, you know, for a Christmas dinner on both sides of the Atlantic, and I can already hear people saying, well, that's not fair, that's only New York. I just said, hey, New Jersey, anybody anywhere that would like to indeed avail of this, not just because of the meal, but this is an historic occasion, and to be the first one in. Give us the website, and Chris Clarkin, tell us how to go about this.
So it's a simple. The website is theconnectedrestaurant.com, and go on there, and there's a simple booking form similar to any other restaurant website.
Mm-hmm.
And you select a date that you'd like to have.
Next Friday, Saturday,
like
or Sunday. Yeah.
Next Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. You select the time you'd like to have the meal at, and any dietary requirements you might have. And then the difference, I guess, is that it's a booking request. So because we only have a limited availability, to be fair to everybody, we want to give everybody the opportunity to try and request a table. And then once we have all of those requests in, we'll start allocating tables when we have seen like what the lay of the land is. But this is a kind of a last push to make sure that everybody in New York is aware of it, because we'd love as many people to have like this opportunity. And I know, Adrian, yourself, you've been over in New York for 50 years. There's such a big Irish community over there that we would really like this, people have this opportunity, especially people who, you know, I think you hit on it, but it's about people who haven't been here, for many years. Like that, those are the types of people who I think would really benefit massively from this. You know, anybody will, but like the people who've been home for a long time, they want a little taste of home, they want to sit down with family and haven't for a long time. Maybe haven't reconnected with family, or haven't seen people who've, you know, like little ones who have been born in the last few years. I mean, that's fine. Like, we would love to have them.
Who makes the connection with the other side? What we don't want to have, obviously, is people calling, their relatives in Ireland, say, this is going to happen, and then who makes that connection?
Well, it would be good. I mean, I guess it would be good for anybody on, if you're booking from either side, if you're booking from the New York side, it would be good to coordinate a little bit with the Irish side before you make the reservation, just to make sure that there is somebody on the other side to sit down with. But because there is a little bit of a logistical, it's a bit more of a logistical feat than a normal restaurant, we have staff with the Connected Restaurant who will make all those arrangements. They'll give people phone calls, and they'll send out an email confirmation first of all, and then they'll follow up with calls to make sure that we're all coordinated and everybody's coming in at the same time, because it can get tricky when you're like, oh, it's 2 o'clock, and you're like, well, it's 2 o'clock Irish time or 2 o'clock New York time. So no, we'll have.
Who's the contact?
We'll make sure that that's the same.
Who's the contact person? And is that contact person on your website?
There isn't. There's no person there at the moment in terms of like there's a full staff there. So it'll depend on the day. I mean, it wouldn't be you don't need to ring to book it. You book through the website, and then if there's a phone call needed, they'll call you. So you don't need to worry too much about that.
It's theconnectedrestaurants.com, linking families from New York to Ireland. Chris, that's an amazing story, an amazing concept, and good luck to it. And in fact, let's take our hats off to 3 Ireland picking up the tab.